One of the things this cold weather brings is trouble for our cars. And joining us this morning is our pal Russ Evans from Nordstrom's Installation and Diagnostic Center in Garretson. How are you this morning, Russ?
Good morning, Greg. I'm good, and I'm warm. I'm in your nice, toasty studio.
But we know that there are a lot of vehicles out there. This weather has got to be incredibly tough on machinery.
It really is. You know, if we were talking 20, 30 years ago, we'd be saying that probably most of the cars out there are not going to start if they're unprotected outside and not plugged in. But now, even if your car's outside, most of them will start. But how you treat them once they do start and if they start is something you should really think about. You wouldn't want to jump out of bed, not at our age anyways, and run right away. Can you imagine if you and I got out of bed this morning and just took off within a couple seconds, just ran a sprint as hard and as fast as we could? There's a few of us that might just keel over and die. Your car is the same way. It should really warm up if it's outside unprotected. It's made of rubber and fluids and things. If they're a little bit old and they're a little bit weak, when it's this cold, imagine your garden hose. All of us have picked up a garden hose that's frozen, right?
Oh, absolutely. Brittle and cold. So what should I do when I start my car? How should I handle it?
If you turn the key and it fires right up, just let it sit and run. Let it run for a few minutes. You can tell. Listen to that thing. Is it groaning at you? Let it warm up till it stops groaning at you. Is it crying, saying, hey, Greg, don't go anywhere. Listen to it. It's not going. Just let it warm up a few minutes. On a day like today where the air temp is 18 below, it's not like we reached 18 below at 3 or 4 this morning and it was above zero at midnight. We've been in a deep freeze for a couple days now, and when you have that for that extended period, everything has time to give it, we call it like a cold soak. Now it's a deep, hard freeze for that car. So fire it up, let it warm up before you take off, and you'll thank yourself later because it could save you a lot of money. You could actually kill the car. If you got in it and took off, it'd be just like us jumping out of bed and going for a fast run.
Well, I've got to imagine, especially because that oil is cold and it's sitting down there in the bottom of the oil pan. Yep. It takes time to get that all of those fluids moving through the engine again.
Exactly. If you've got a car with a timing belt on it, maybe you don't know. We talk about changing timing belts, how that regular maintenance needs to be done. But face it, not all of us are going to get it done. So if you haven't, fire it up and let friction take its part and start warming stuff up. It's bending, it's moving around. If you don't, you could end up with a car that's dead because it was just so cold that it couldn't make it through the cold spell.
Russ Evans from Nordstrom's is here. It's 13 minutes past 10, or it's past 7, excuse me, past 7. It is clear and 18 below, feels like 40 below. What are some other things we can do? You mentioned, and we were talking about this off the air, the fact that the cold over a period of a day or days can really wear on the car. Are there other common sense things I can do to try to protect the car?
Sure. If your car is being stored outside, which many of our cars are, and you have access to it, to a plug-in, and your car has a plug-in, plug it in. If it's below zero, it's so much easier on the car. Maybe it'll start without it, but if you've got it, use it. A lot of people have them. They don't even know they're there. If you open your hood, usually look around the battery area or on the other side of the car. There may be looks like a household extension cord under there, and it'll probably have a tie on it holding it all together like you've stored it. Untie that, plug an extension cord into it, and let her go. Not just for a couple hours in the morning. Plug it in, leave it in all night. That car will thank you for it. It'll be so much easier. It'll start up. The warm-up time of the engine will be so much faster. You're going to be keeping the car from polluting as much. I mean, just lots of things. You won't be wasting as much fuel. Plug it in. We have a lot of people that tell us that we go out to start their cars in the morning like this when they couldn't get them going. We say, well, you got a plug. Let's plug that thing in for 5-6 hours. We'll come back and try to jump it this afternoon. I got a plug?
Didn't like, even yeah, know they had one.
Yeah, you do. You know, yeah. But there are many cars that don't. On the other hand, let's talk about diesels. If you're the new owner of a diesel car, so many people are now because there's so many models available. Volkswagens, you can buy, you know, a Passat or a Jetta, and they may be a diesel car. If that thing's outside, you really got to think about the fuel you're using in there. Cars gel up that are diesels, and so do trucks. If you're a truck person, you're probably familiar with it. If you've owned a diesel for a while, it's probably happened or you've heard about it. But maybe if you're a new single mom who said, you know what, I'm going to get a Volkswagen because it's an affordable, good car I can buy, but it's a diesel, gets good fuel economy. I don't know anything about what type of fuel to put in other than the diesel at the pump. Be thinking about on a day like this, if you're almost out of fuel and you need to fill it up, be thinking about leaning towards the number one side, because there's two grades of fuel, one and two. One does not freeze up as fast. It actually turns to a substance like it's a wax. It looks like kind of like Jell-O when it's this cold. It won't start. You've got to have a proper additive in there, or it may start and get you down the road a mile or two, and then it'll just stop. And the dangerous thing that we need to worry about here in the Sioux Falls and surrounding area is what happens when your car does die. You know, we can talk about that. Stay with your car. Get on the phone. Get help coming right away. You've got probably about 15 minutes before the temperature of the interior car drops with this type of weather outside before it starts becoming dangerous. So make sure you've got proper clothing, your bundle. I can't tell you how many times we've gone out. When we used to tow, we don't anymore. But when we did, we'd go out and tow people on a day like this. They'd be in their car with a short sleeve shirt on. Sometimes we picked up a lady one time who had shorts and a short sleeve shirt. Her car was in her garage when she started it. So she said, hey, it's plenty warm. I'm just going down to pick up my kids from the school, and I'm coming right back. She got down across the railroad tracks. The car died. She couldn't get to the school. She was out there for 45 minutes, and she was almost frozen solid.
Well, I can imagine regretting that decision, and that's why officials say you should keep, especially if you're traveling longer distances, keep a winter kit in your car. We're going to visit with the National Weather Service coming up about some of that as well and what you need to do to protect yourself from the cold weather. As far as I know, you talk before cold weather, before winter, about doing those things you should do so that your car's ready for winter. Well, if I didn't do that, maybe what are some of the things, Russ, that are most likely to fail? Are batteries a big problem in this cold?
Battery. In fact, my wife's battery had failed this morning on her car, and I have tested it on a regular basis. I tested it about a month ago, and it showed that it had about 90% left. Every time I tested it, it showed it was 100%. When it hit 90, I knew that it was on its way out, and I made that choice. I said, you know what? This car is going to be replaced. It's 14 years old. We're going to replace it in the spring. It'll probably be fine. With this temperature out, it just wasn't. It would crank, but it cranked very slow. Finally did get it started. If you have a car that cranks very slow and you just think it's not going to start, with all the electronics in cars, if they don't spin fast enough, the voltage is down, they won't fire, so they'll flood themselves out. Turn your headlights on. What we used to do in the old days with cars, turn your headlights on for 2-3 minutes, then turn them off, then try to start the car. That little warmth of the battery discharging will warm it up enough to increase the cranking amps and allow you to fire the car up.
Oh, that's what I great.
Yeah, it worked with hers, and it fired up, and she said, you're going to bring me a new battery on the way home today, right? Yep, I'm going
to
do it.
So if I'm buying a new battery, what should I look for, especially to get through this kind of cold?
Well, when you're picking up a battery, you want a good quality battery. There's some very cheap ones available out there that at, you know, huge discount places you can get. Avoid that. A battery is one of those things you want to put in and forget it. Get a name brand. If you've heard the name brand, it probably is a name brand, you know. Get it installed. Most places will install batteries for free unless they're a very difficult battery. Some of them are in weird locations now, under the back seat, under a fender, things like that. Batteries are going to run anywhere from about $80 to $160 installed, but you put it in there and it's probably going to be in there 5 to 7 years. Don't skimp on a battery. You don't want your car not to start this morning. Imagine what it'll cost to get it going if it didn't start today.
Russ Evans of Nordstrom's Installation and Diagnostic Center in Gerritsen. Russ, it's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you, Greg. You stay warm, and all you people out there listening on Kello, you stay warm too.
You too, pal. We'll see you on Thursday morning.
We'll see
you.